It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Offers and counteroffers between the White House and House Speaker John Boehner as negotiations to avoid the fiscal cliff continue. We're joined now by NPR's Tamara Keith from Capitol Hill to get an update on where talks stand. Tamara, what's the latest?
Well, they're actually talking. That's the latest. The president and Speaker John Boehner, in fact, had a phone conversation late today. Before that, on Monday, the White House apparently sent an offer over to the House. And then today, Speaker John Boehner followed up with a counteroffer. We have absolutely no details about what were in those offers. Both the White House and the Speaker's people are being completely mum about the details, which could be a sign that they're actually tossing things back and forth that are worth talking about. Mm-hmm. And what the Speaker's spokesman did say, though, is that John Boehner stands behind what he said on the floor of the House today, which was that there hasn't been a lot of progress.
Where are the president's spending cuts? And the longer the White House slow walks this process, the closer our economy gets to the fiscal cliff.
The Republican speaker there asking for details on spending cuts. What are the Democrats saying in response to that?
Well, they say that the president has had lots of details, you know, just look at his budget or any number of other things. And Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid went to microphones and said, no, it's the Republicans who haven't been specific enough.
If Republicans want more spending cuts, tell us what you want. That's what I say to them. We can't read their minds. We're not going to make a proposal for them.
Well, Tamara, so far this has the feel of a staring contest.
Right. You blink first. No, you blink first. No, tell me what you want. No. Tell me what you want. You know, the reality is that these spending cuts that they're talking about are not going to be popular. Someone is going to be hurt by them, and neither side wants to have their fingerprints on it. No one wants to be the one who came up with the idea that, you know, threw grandmother off the cliff, as it were, or cut grandma's Medicare. And so that's really what's going on here is they're trying to figure out a way to get what they want without exactly saying what they want, at least in public.
Well, for some time now, the White House has been saying that the president would be open to spending cuts if Republicans would accept higher tax rates on the wealthy. Growing number of Republicans are suggesting a very grudging acceptance of those rate increases. So where are the Democrats on spending cuts?
They're uncomfortable on spending cuts. Today, Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi had an op-ed in USA Today saying that raising the Medicare eligibility age, which is an idea that's been floating out there, is a bad idea.
She had said that here as well on this program.
Absolutely. Yes, she did. And, you know, Senate Democrats held a press conference today, some of them decrying possible cuts to Medicaid. And, you know, any number of Democrats have said that Social Security should be off the table. So they are very uncomfortable with this situation. You know, the reality is that this is a negotiation between the president and Speaker John Boehner. There are really two people in that room. And members of Congress on both sides of the aisle are pretty nervous about what their guy might give up in that room.
And the news, Tamara, once again, is that, well, we don't know the content of them. There are offers and counteroffers.
And the lines of communication are open. They're talking.
That's NPR's Tamara Keith speaking to us from Capitol Hill.